Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Featured on this program are the swing-era bands of Harry James, Stan Kenton with singer June Christie, Benny Goodman and the 1938 Carnegie Hall Band, Billy Eckstein, Jimmy Lunsford, and Glenn Miller. Harry James was one of the greatest trumpeters to ever pick one up. He often captivated and mesmerized audiences with his playing. He became a superstar while with the Benny Goodman Orchestra before starting his own swing band in 1939. Here's the James Big Band with Strictly Instrumental, Trumpet Blues and Cantabile, a James original, and then Helen Forrest singing Jewel Stein and Sammy Kahn's I've Heard That Song Before. Thank you. This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. June Christie was born Shirley Lester in Springfield, Illinois, in 1925. Her family moved to Decatur, Illinois, where she began singing professionally at 13. After high school, she moved to Chicago, where she sang for various bands. When she heard that Anita O'Day was leaving Stan Kenton, she auditioned and got the job in 1945, her big break. In 1947, she began a solo career working with Pete Rugolo and his orchestra. They recorded a classic album, Something Cool, in 1954, which was instrumental in launching vocals into the West Coast cool jazz movement that was happening in the 1950s. She appeared on many TV programs and toured the world several times. She retired from music in 1969 due to problems with alcoholism, but still performed a few jazz festivals. She passed away in 1990 at 64. This next set has three songs by June with the Stan Kenton Big Band. I Don't Want to Be Loved, Put That Ring on My Finger, and No Baby, Nobody But You.
And now, gonna chomp just a bit here at the Palladium with the little gal that sings with a beat, June Christie. Her tune, I Don't Want to Be Loved.
I you. I don't want any other arms about me. I just want you to know while you're without me. Baby, I don't want to go out with anyone else I know. I could and I guess I would if I didn't love you so. To be alone till you come home is all I want to do. Cause I don't want to be loved by anyone else but you.
Thank you.
you're never without me. You ought to know I'm true. Flirting takes time and there ain't the time to do all the things you say I do. Living no lie, doing no wrong. Want no love with nobody. No baby, nobody but you.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. It was a slow process for jazz to gain acceptance with the highbrow crowd, but in 1938, Benny Goodman booked a date at Carnegie Hall in New York City. It sold out 2 weeks in advance at $275 a pop. Goodman put together an orchestra that was a cornucopia of great jazz musicians of the day. Gene Krupa, Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, Harry James, Buck Clayton, Lester Young, Cootie Williams, Johnny Hodges, Count Basie, and many others, both black and white. Lined up are three pieces from this concert, Don't Be That Way, Swing Time in the Rockies, and Martha Tilton singing, this is a tough one, Bei mir bist du schön. That's German, I think.
me this to shame. Please let me explain. By me this to shame means that you're grand. By me this to shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by me bis du Shane. So kiss me and say you understand. Say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. William Clarence, Billy Eckstein, was born in Pittsburgh in 1914. He began singing at age 7 and won a talent contest while in high school. He had high hopes of becoming a football player until an injury ended that career. Eckstein moved to Chicago and was hired by Earl Hines to sing for his Grand Terrace Orchestra. He left Hines in 1943 to start his own swing band, which featured many up-and-coming jazz musicians. Eckstein was not only the leader and singer, but also played trumpet, trombone, and guitar. The orchestra broke up in 1947, but Billy continued his singing career until 1986 and passed away in 1993 at age 78. He is noted for being the first romantic black male vocalist in popular music with his deep baritone voice. This set features three songs by Billy and the band with It Ain't Like That, All I Sing Is Blues, and Long, Long Journey.
Got a letter from the baby, said she was coming home to stay. But I've gotten wise to all of the fancy lies, and it ain't like that no more. She said she was sorry for all of the wrong she's done. She said that she was sorry for all of the wrong she's done. But I just can't take no more heartaches, 'cause it ain't like that no more. She said how she loved me and would never see another man. She said how she loved me and would never see another man. Though that may be true, but I heard that one too, and it ain't like that.
Blue. through life all alone. It's a long, long journey, traveling through life all alone. It's a long, long journey, and I can't make it on my own. When the sun turns blue and the moon shines all the day, when the sun turns blue and the moon shines bright all day, that's the day, pretty baby, I'll leave you and run away. Sometimes I feel so weary, but I'll make it before I'm through. Sometimes I feel so weary, but I'll make it before I'm through. It's a long, long journey, and baby, while I still have you,
you're swinging with the doctor. Jimmy Lunsford was unique among swing-era band leaders because he neither played any instrument or sang with his orchestra, although he could play several instruments. This left him free to just conduct the band, and he was also quite the entertainer on stage. Let's hear by the Lunsford Orchestra, Pigeon Walk, Blue Blazes, and Sassin the Boss, with a vocal by trumpet player Eddie Tompkins.
Thank you. To go jump right on in the lake, Jack. But then I'd be fired just for sassing the boss.
Thank you.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. In 1936, Glenn Miller formed his first big band, but it soon fell apart because of financial difficulties. He talked his in-laws into taking out a second mortgage on their home to finance a second band. A good investment. The band was a huge success. Miller was very encouraging to up-and-coming band leaders and even helped them financially. I've got three songs by the Miller Orchestra with Marion Hutton and Ray Eberly on the vocal. Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead from The Wizard of Oz, Cab Calloway's Boogit, and This Changing World.
Shining a window, but you ain't got no window.
window, so you just picture a window and bug it!
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.